KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's clear and 52 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In local news, the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education held a nearly two-hour-long meeting Wednesday evening at the Schuler Elementary School. During their session, the board held a public hearing on an amendment to the 2015-16 certified budget.
It's to amend the category of instruction. The amount that we have listed to the larger amount to account for grants that we got in the revenue, but we also spent out the expenditure side and it fell under the category of instruction. We didn't know about that 15 months ago when we created this budget, and special ed also was increased, and then to allow for spending for the end of the year and the instructional item. It's not our line item budget that we work with, not the one we look at every month, but the one we certified a year ago.
After receiving a brief explanation from business manager Mary Beth Fast, whom we just heard for, the need for the $505,000 increase in last year's budget, and upon hearing no comments from the public, the hearing was closed and the board later approved the amendment. The board also received a report from Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein, during which he announced graduation rates were up for 2015, the last year of data available from the Iowa Department of Education.
The graduation rate was 94.3%. The state average was 90.8%. And to put that into context is that in 2010, the graduation rate here in Atlantic was 81%. So when you take a look at the work that the high school's done over the past 6 years, they've certainly put a great effort into helping kids graduate and making those things happen.
Amstein said also the dropout rate was down last year to 2.2%.
And the state average was 2.48, so good news is we're above the state average in graduation rate, and we are below the state average, which you want to be, in dropout rate. And also the dropout rate in 2010 here for the district was 3.41%. So kudos to the high school and the work that they're doing there. Getting kids to graduate, that's our main job, and certainly it's being done at a pretty good rate.
Dr. Amstein reminded the board graduation this year is on Sunday, May 22nd. In other business, the board approved a sharing agreement with the Audubon Community School District for boys and girls swimming. Audubon previously had an arrangement with the Carroll School District. They also approved the 2016-17 school fees and lunch prices, the latter of which amounts to a 10-cent increase over the last year due to an increase in the district's food cost. And they approved, by a vote of 3-1, a bid of $38,975 from PCS Concrete for the Washington School Playground Project. Board member Allison Bruckner was not able to attend the meeting. Christy Pellett was the lone nay vote. She questioned whether enough had been done to solicit bids. The district received 4 inquiries, but only 2 companies had submitted bids. The board also decided to further narrow down the language they want to present to district patrons in an attempt to gain favor for a physical plant and equipment levy income surtax. The surtax, Dr. Amstein said, would have an impact immediately on property tax relief. Discussion centered around using the funds from such a surtax to relieve traffic congestion along 14th Street by adding a bus access road to the middle school and Schuler Elementary and making for some additional parking spaces. A vote on the Pebble income surtax is expected to take place on September the 13th. A previous attempt to pass the surtax last fall failed. Officials of the architectural firm FRK in West Des Moines and an engineer from Snyder & Associates in Atlantic presented a final report Wednesday to the Atlantic School Board on an athletics facility assessment study that began late last year with a steering committee being established. Afterward, engineers with Snyder & Associates in Des Moines and Atlantic toured the facilities to gain a design professional perspective on how the facilities can be improved, repaired, and on what needed to be done to make them ADA compliant. A survey was then sent out to the community, with 25 of those surveys having been returned. FRK's Tom Wallen said roundtable and stakeholders discussions took place as well, with representatives of the community and others talking about issues related to the athletic facilities. Wallen pointed out there were several issues at the outdoor facilities that need to be dealt with at some point in time.
We certainly saw the drainage issues that you're all familiar with for some of your facilities. I think a key thing was, as we think through your athletic facilities, both indoor and outdoor facilities, we want to focus on looking through the lens of the students' experience. So safety became something that was very evident as we looked at the facilities that you have.
And safety was a concern, especially at the baseball-softball complex.
Just the whole idea that when you're in a center field of your baseball diamond and you're 10 feet lower than the plate, I mean, that becomes a safety issue as well as just it makes it a little difficult to see what that batter is going to do.
Wallen said they also looked at the spectator experience, including how people gain access to the facilities, how they get into the stands, and how the concessions and ticket booths are used, and so on. He said as far as the indoor athletic facilities are concerned, they're well-maintained, but some areas could use some fresh paint, a few repairs and updates. Wallen said overall the community needs survey showed the respondents thought the condition of the facilities was 20% good, 52% fair, and 28% poor, and the majority of those surveyed thought the Trojan Bowl should stay where it is and not be relocated. Snyder & Associates landscape architect Tim West displayed several options for the board to consider when it comes to improving the Trojan Bowl, including adding a new bleacher system and more home team and spectator seats, a new scoreboard and visitor ticket booth, and putting in a parking area along Olive Street. West said there aren't as many improvements necessary at the high school stadium, but they did look at upgrading the bleacher areas and adding seats.
I think there's only about 1,000 on the home side right now. So we're proposing adding about 500 seats to that. If you were to increase this venue for Friday night football and larger competition events, you'd also need to establish approximately 1,000 seats over on the visitor side. There are no visitor bleachers today.
Wallen also proposed a new competition gymnasium be added to the high school with additional locker rooms and 500-seat capacity bleachers. The gymnasium would be added onto the current gym and multi-purpose wrestling room. West said there's no price tag yet for the proposed improvements because the facilities committee is still trying to crunch the numbers. The improvements would likely be made over a period of years. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday rejected a request from the County Recorder's Office for the purchase of a new passport photo machine. Their action followed a complaint they received from a local photographer who said the move would put government in direct competition with the private sector. The board heard from Fred Fidelke, owner of Frederick's Photography and Athletic, who's been in business for more than 37 years.
And in that time, I've done hundreds, probably thousands of passport photos, so I know a thing about it. When I learned that the county was looking at purchasing equipment to do passport photos in the courthouse, I became a little upset and I called a few people. And I called both photographers and non-photographers. And a couple of people told me I should get people to come to this meeting, pack this room with people who support me. I thought about it and decided that really isn't the issue. The issue is quite simple. I have one question that I'd like you folks to answer, and that is why does the county think it needs to start selling a product that is being provided now by private business, is being provided with good quality, good price, good service. Why does the county want to compete with private business? That's a question I have for you.
It's been suggested having photos taken at the recorder's office would be more convenient. Supervisor Frank Waters asked how fast Fidelke could turn the pictures around to make them ready for persons needing a passport, and Fidelke replied, just 10 minutes.
And that was one of the discussions we had was, if you're here to get your passport, you can go get your picture, not trying to compete with you.
But you are.
Convenience to the people.
Fidelke said in the past, the process for getting a passport involved coming to the courthouse 3 times and waiting 6 weeks to receive your passport. Now, he says, with the advent of online passport applications and other information that's available electronically, the process is expedited, and it's not necessary nor convenient for people to have to come to the courthouse for those procedures. He said also that with the $1,695 price tag for specialized photography equipment that's needed, it would take the county 3 to 5 years to recoup its cost.
You don't need to spend $1,700 on equipment that I think in the next few years is going to sit idle for most of the time.
He said taking passport pictures isn't going to make him rich. They only cost $12. The value, he says, comes in the form of future business that a simple picture can generate.
Frequently, someone will come in for a passport and there are samples on the call. We need to get a new family picture. I have a daughter who's a senior this year. We have a wedding coming up. That generates more business. And it's much easier to sell that person when they're in my studio where I have samples and literature I can give them, than if they were to call me and say, I got a wedding, what can you do? If you've ever been in sales, you know, it's much easier to sell them in person. And that's where we hurt.
After a brief discussion, the supervisors agreed the county does not need to compete with area private photographers. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, Creston police arrested a man Wednesday night following a traffic stop at the intersection of Adams and Jarvis Streets. 41-year-old Dennis Smith of Creston was taken into custody at around 9 p.m. and charged with OWI second offense and operating a vehicle while revoked. He was later released from the Union County Jail. And the Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a Malvern woman had been arrested Tuesday afternoon on a warrant for OWI first offense. 54-year-old Deborah Lynn Drummy was taken into custody at around 3:45 p.m. Her bond was set at $1,000. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.